Amazon contact team,
Alex Collier.
Alex Collier.
Webinar 22, where we'll be discussing the current state of the solar system and of the Earth. We shall have a question and answer session at the end of the webinar.
Good afternoon, there we go. Montauk hat, yes. And welcome to webinar 22. 22, who'd have thought? As we say, it's been quite a year, and a great year of change, and a great year of surprise. So, no surprises as to who our presentation is given by. Alex Collier, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, JP. Thank you. I know that sometimes the topic seems very vague in general, and frankly, that's for a reason. You know, in the old days, you know, when I broadcast what I was going to talk about, I had the shit kicked out of me a couple times, and I haven't forgotten that. So there's just a part of me that wants to be vague about things. We're actually going to be covering a lot of things, a lot of questions regarding the soul. There's going to be a Nibiru update. We're going to talk about the A's themselves, things that I've observed about their DNA, energy sources, free energy. There's a lot here and that we're going to be talking about. And so I'm just very cautious, maybe overly cautious. You know, they hurt me in the past. So I'm just careful. So just so you know where I'm coming from. Okay? I'm catching up on some emails, which is miraculous. And I'm also paying very much attention to the news as of late about a lot of things. And I find a lot of things just quite fascinating. And it's interesting to see how things are all starting to tie in together. And we're going to talk also about the secret space program and the harm that it has done and how it is perceived by other star races, because they're having a difficult time understanding the whole reason it was done the way it was done, only because their perceptions of family, of brotherhood is so different than ours. I actually wonder if we actually have that. There are many scientists who are proposing the idea that the universe, what we see, third density, has been controlled and created by aliens. Now, we're all aliens. Okay, we're all aliens. Like when I went to the A ship, I was the extraterrestrial, okay? Because I'm from a different place. They don't interact with us on a daily basis. So when I was there walking around, I was the extraterrestrial. So when they come here, they're the extraterrestrial. When we go to Mars, we're the extraterrestrial, okay? That's how it is. It all depends on perspective. So, you know, keeping that in mind, when scientists look at this and say, okay, this is third density, this is all created and managed by aliens, that simply couldn't be further from the truth. And I guess based on the models of how they see reality, they're trying to make everything fit into the model that they currently use. I guess to them it would make sense that, you know, some advanced third density race would be would have to be controlling this or managing it or et cetera, et cetera. But again, that couldn't be further from the truth. Because the problem with science is that they take spiritual law, they take spirit, they take the creator, the isness, the great spirit, they take that out of the equation. So therefore, you know, the theories are completely ridiculous and they're never going to come together for that reason. Now, what was interesting, and we touched upon it last webinar, is that science can now prove that humans have a soul. The significance of that is still lost with people. And I don't know if it's I know that. The Bible tells me that. The Quran tells me that, et cetera, et cetera. The Hebrew books that tell me that. Buddhists already know this, of course. The Japanese Shintos, they know this, et cetera. But the real significance of this is the fact that that soul is a quantum field. That quantum field is directly connected to source, all source, regardless of dimensions, regardless of the dimension that you're on. That is a profound fact that a lot of folks haven't taken the time to, I think, to think about. Maybe they just can't wrap their head around it. I'm not sure. Maybe their lives are so busy they don't have time to even contemplate it. I mean, it could be all of those things, and all of those reasons would be valid. But if you stop to truly think about it, and you have done any research in quantum physics, in the layers and layers of vibrations, of densities and frequency, and the totality of just the holograph that is ourselves, the holograph that is our third density, the holograph of higher densities. And we talk, you know, regularly about fourth and fifth. So do other speakers and other contactees as well. And then we talk, we have talked about in previous times about how the A's talk to those on sixth, seventh, and eighth density, or that's where they're getting information from regarding changes that are occurring there. And then we talked about beings on the 11th density being exposed to a whole new density, and those beings on the 12th who have the ability to look straight down. And now, I've also shared with you my experience with the angel and how the information that came out of that, which I shared with Mornay, and the process, which I don't fully know yet, of how they moved that information and pushed it forward to 6th, 7th, and 8th to get back information that they now have regarding the reality of angels and what they represent. They represent a quantum field as well. A quantum field that is multidimensional, regardless, just like the A's and the Arcturians, the Sirians, and all other life forms on those higher dimensions. When you get to fifth density, it has been explained to me that the quantum field of the soul changes. It leans more to the right or to the north as opposed to the south, or more to the right than to the left, or more positive than negative. And this is true in star systems as well. You know, when we think of fourth density, well, okay. When we look at our universe and we talk about the problems in Alpha Draconis, and we talk about the Orion Group, Zeta Reticuli 2, Sirius B, etc., they hold negative field. There's no doubt about that. They hold negative field. In fourth density, they hold negative field, okay? But the frequency is different. It's more expansive. When we get to fifth density, it's not so much negative field, okay? And each one of these dimensions has thriving life on them. It is taking third density and you're multiplying it by 2, by 4, by 8, etc. And that's the expansion of the space as well as the experience of life, of creation, of manifesting your intent. It's all the same, okay? The program is essentially the same, it's just more of it, okay, in these dimensions. But when you get to fifth density, there is less negative field. When you get to sixth, I'm told there is no negative field. Okay? I don't have any firsthand experience of that, or what that would even be like. So I share that with you because your soul is a quantum field. That quantum field is connected directly to source, which is beyond our current 12 dimensions. So when we hear people say, you know, connect to source, well, you already are. I'm a co-creator. Yes, you are. I'm a piece of source. Yes, you are. These are all facts, okay? And this is facts as well to extraterrestrials. Now, this is important to note because there's some very interesting things going on, not only on our planet, but on third density as a whole, okay? The space is becoming more compressed. But as far as with Earth, if let's just say the Anunnaki show up next week, hypothetically, and they get out of their ships and they're very impressive. Okay, their size, their craft, their dress, their presence, they're very impressive. Their demeanor. And they say, well, you know, we created your race. We created you to be a slave race. Now, as far as tinkering with the physical DNA of the body, that would be an accurate statement. They did tinker with it. They did manipulate it, but so did other races long before them. Do they actually own humanity? No, they do not. Okay, humanity originated in our galaxy in the Lyran system, but it came from some other star system, some other galaxy, before it got here. Okay? Its exact origin is yet to be determined as far as I know. I have not been told that they know the actual source of which galaxy humanity came from. But the body is just a hunk of flesh. What animates it, some of it, that isn't AI, But what animates the body is the soul. There is an agreement to envelop and clothe ourselves in physicality. And there are infinite number of reasons why we would do this, and each one of those is individual and personal. But the soul, they don't own, they never will, they can't destroy. It's you, it's yours, and yours alone. And that is always your source of strength. That should always be the source of your courage. That should always be the source of your intuition. That should always be the source of your inner knowing. And when you need answers, that is in fact where you should go. If you clearly understand that your soul is a quantum field directly connected to source beyond the 12 densities of our universe, the holograph that is our universe, if you can even comprehend that, then you don't need to go to a psychic. You don't need to look at your horoscope. You really don't. Okay? If that's too big of a field, then let's just talk about, okay, third density. What we see physically, we know that there's something beyond that. Know that your quantum field is connected to that higher source. Okay? And if it helps you to go to fourth or fifth density, then that's okay. You do that. There's no way for one size to fit all for this. Okay? But the reality of it is, we are all a piece of the original light. We are all a piece of the first intention. We are all a piece of the first word that was ever spoken, ever, anywhere. And we are all a piece of the first light that was shown anywhere. And I need you to get that. Because you need to take this knowledge and empower yourself so that you can empower others by example. That's what this is about, okay? No, aliens didn't create the universe. Hell, you know, they're going through learning curves just like every single one of us is. The difference is they may have, some have more of a knowledgeable base about the light and about how spirit works in their soul and their own spiritual empowerment. They already know more than we do. But then again, they live longer in single lifetimes than we do. Okay? They've chosen a different path, a different lifestyle than we've had here on Earth. And then there's the others who have incredible technological who are technologically extremely savvy, but they're morons, you know? They're just control freaks who just don't have their shit together, and they've been bailed out because they have all this technology. Okay, so there's this spectrum. There's this wide berth of experience. Right now, humanity is in the middle. Okay, we're walking, we're bouncing between that middle path, the fringes of that middle path. And I want you to know the Earth and the Sun have a portal. And that portal opens when it opens. There's really no pattern to it. But when it opens for a brief time, and it does, there are boots coming in to the surface. good guys. And they look just like us. And their whole purpose is to be here but not be seen. But yet they're all over the place. There are thousands of them now. And I'm sharing this because I've been told to. And there's thousands of them now. And they are here to observe. They are here to experience our extremes of emotions. They are here to experience our food. They are here to study our environment, to study nature. They're here to study the relationship of Gaia to nature, Gaia to the atmosphere. Now, you may say, well, you know, why? Well, because they're not from third density. That's my point. Okay, they're not here from third density. They're here from upper fourth, and they're here from fifth. And they are using technology to be in this physical realm. Some can stay longer than others. And every time the portal opens, they come in, or if their time is up and they need a break from the gravitational field and from the environment, from the noise that is created on Earth by media, cell phones, satellites, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they leave. Now, that's the only portal that's open at this point, the only one that's open. And it is so controlled that if you don't have the right password, if you don't have the right code, if you don't have the right DNA signature frequency, which everyone has, okay, then you don't get through it. It doesn't open. You won't move through it. And the technical abilities of how this all works, they can't share with me at the moment. Now, every single quantum field, every single quantum field, which I'm referring to as our soul, has its own frequency. You have a signature. Okay. This is how you are able to tap into your knowledge of who you are and who you've been in many past lives. This signature is how your knowledge is stored in the Akashic records. Okay. Your frequency is a combination that when you are able to tap into the universal library, the Akashic record, for lack of a better word, when your quantum field reaches for that space, your frequency is like a lock. It turns and unlocks your knowledge. Okay? And it's very, very specific to you. Now, there is some general knowledge that group souls share. That is the information that psychics tap into. And that's the only information they can tap into, is that knowledge, general knowledge that a group soul, which could be 100, could be 1,000, could be multi-billions of people have all shared and experienced, that's what they tap into. That is not the same as your frequency unlocking your Akashic record like a vault, okay? Because they don't have your frequency. That's important to know. Because that's really how it works. We're going to be talking some more about that. And I've asked for some very specific things, tools that I could share, you know, for me as well, with you guys on how to quiet the space so that you can actually hear your own field, hear your own frequency, okay, and know it, and truly know your own frequency. I have asked for that stuff, and I have been assured that we'll get it. I asked for that over a month ago, but I've been assured that we're going to get it, okay? So I'm sharing that with you and letting you know that I've given them a to-do list of things that I need, okay? Let's see. Light follows the darkness. That was something I shared with you guys the last time. A couple of you heard that. And I want to explain what that actually means. When space is created for physicality, it begins with the intention of creating the space for physicality. So you first have to open the space. And when that happens, and as it's been explained to me, when that space opens, it's void. And then it's filled with light. Then it's filled with intention. Now that intention is purpose, reason, type of physicality, and type of experience. Now, I don't pretend to know how that all fits together in one intent. Okay, because that's source. That's the creator. That's business. That's God. That's Great Spirit that does that, that creates that space. I don't know how she does it, okay? But that's what happens, okay? First, it's the space. It's void. Then light fills it, then intention fills it, and then life, and then quantum fields move into that space to experience based on the protocols that are set for that physicality, come in to experience it, okay? And it's quantum fields who then mostly take over because the quantum fields create the physicality, create the experience, and fill that void with life, with intention. I had it many, many years ago. I was sitting with Visayas on Mornay's ship, and it was before the incident where I didn't want to come back and I embarrassed myself. It was before that. And I remember asking Visayas what his perception of God was. Him personally. And his answer was really, really interesting. And it ties into what I've been sharing with you up to this point about it. His personal perception of what God is, or creator, isness, is that it's a living idea of self. And I was like, well, I didn't get that. And he said it's an idea. His perception was that it was an idea that's constantly living and constantly expanding itself of who it is. And it's taken me all this time to actually kind of figure that out. That's the journey. That's the journey. And that's why we choose, which is why our quantum fields our souls experience physicality is because we're this living idea that constantly is searching for the limits of itself. And that's what we're doing. That is what we're constantly doing is experiencing ourselves. Now, somewhere along the way, here on Earth, someone convinced us of a different idea. You know, you're sinful, you're a slave, you're a throwaway, you're not worthy, yada, 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 yada. I mean, you guys get it. This is a pretty advanced group. You guys get this, okay? And it's only true if we believe it. And that's it. It's only true if we believe it. My life, your life, shrinks or expands only in proportion to our own personal courage. So the more brave we are about ourselves and about this, about creating, the more there is. And I think that that's the purpose. I truly believe that that's the purpose of what this is all about. Like, you know, what's the meaning of life? You know, I think that's what it is. It's about the idea. It's about a living idea. And I share that with you because there's some things going to be happening here. We're looking at false flags. We have our militaries around the world talking about gearing up for war in space. And I don't necessarily think they're talking about each other. Okay. Because they already know no one's going to win that. Okay. There is no winning that. They also know they're not going to be able to use their nukes. That isn't going to happen. Okay. Just letting you know that isn't going to happen. And there is, as the space for the regressives gets smaller and smaller, they're getting really freaked out, and they're in a position now where they're going to start really lashing out. And I mean wicked, despicable, diabolical. You know, the potential's there for them. Let me just put it that way. And there are many people talking about false flags, extraterrestrials showing up. You know, and I've told you this from the get-go. The first group that we meet are not going to be friendlies. They're part of the group that's here and has been here. Okay? And there is so much going on that seems so confusing and is so erratic. And people, their behavior is becoming so bizarre or extreme. And the media, planet-wide, they clearly are betraying humanity. They really are. So what's left is for us to get our own answers, to seek our own answers, to seek the calm in the storm so that we can clearly see what is happening. And that is the reason I've just shared the last 30 or so minutes with you about your soul, about the quantum field. It's It's imperative that you remember this, that we put this front and center, okay? Because the knowledge, the real wisdom is going to come from inside, okay? You are connected to the source of everything. You have to tap into that energy. You have to reach for it. You have to remember what it feels like. You have to remember the power, the self-empowerment that goes with remembering that. Okay? We can't look for it outside of ourselves anymore because all that crap is imploding. It's becoming undone because it's all been a false reality. Okay? And as the layers come off, and you're like, well, that wasn't real. That's not true. How did I ever fall for that? Okay? You have to find the ground, that space, that inner knowing from within, that quantum field that is the real you. Okay? Some of you already get this. You know it's coming. Maybe I'm just voicing it in a different way. You know, I don't know. You know, it's so hard to prepare for these things because, you know, I know you guys are brilliant. Some of you are smarter than I am. But I don't know what you know. You know, I don't. So I go with my gut, with my intuition or what I'm guided to share with you. And I know that these things have a life of their own and you know, and there are a lot of people asking for answers who are starting to step away from mainstream saying, what is this? What am I doing? Where the hell is this going? Because they know on an intuitive level, they realize, whoa, there's something really wrong here. Okay. And they're right. You know, this is running into a dead end of its own making, okay? Because it's been dishonest and forever, you know, and it always comes to a conclusion. It always does. Especially with the light and the love and the frequencies that are now bombarding this planet, which are all extremely positive. Okay? Whatever shakeups there are, whatever earth changes there are, they're going to be and are difficult. But in the end, it will be for the better. Okay? It really will be. You know, the question is, do you go with the flow or do you stay in a space of fear and not go with the flow? Okay? If you go with the flow, you're going to be in the right place at the right time. And I want that for everybody. I really, really do. Especially for me and my loved ones. Okay? All right. So, talked about that. The solar quantum field. For the 89, 91 days that I was with the A's on their mothership, as I explained to you in previous times when I've shared this in the past, one of our days in our time would be equal to 33 days. No, one of their days, excuse me, is equal to 33 days of our time. It is not apples to apples, and I don't know how to rectify fifth density, the experience of time in fifth density, with the experience of third density. I can't do it. Okay? But essentially that's what it was like. Some of the Andromedan women were concerned because they were observing me. Remember, I was the extraterrestrial there. Okay? They thought that I was ill or there was something wrong with me because I had to sleep so much. And that's because I could not stay awake for a month. Okay? that brought on other conversations. And they are, their DNA is 7 strands, where ours is 2. And their DNA allows their body to produce all of the vitamins that they need, all basically all the nutrition that they need. Their fruitarians, whatever it is that they cannot get, that their body cannot produce, they grow, okay, to supplement, to add to. And that's what they do. And they don't do flesh, they eat fruit, okay? And they grow this special kind of fruit to supplement their bodies. They're hardly ever sick. There are times where they will be in an environment where something will harm their physicality, or they may lose a limb in a crash or an accident somewhere. They are able to heal their bodies very quickly using the holographic camera that they use. Okay? And I've shared that in the past. If you remember the incident where I was vehemently scolded for undressing a woman, an Andromeda woman, that led to another conversation. Okay? And that is, God, I'm still embarrassed by the whole thing. It's interesting. I mean, I didn't know. I didn't know. No secrets. No secrets. That led to another conversation, and that is that they do not experience sex for pleasure. They do other things for pleasure. And I don't know what those are, but they don't. To them, the the experience of sexual energy is solely for procreation. Now, they can procreate in many ways. They can not do it through sexual intercourse, or they can... it can be done in a lab, one of their labs, or part of their race is androgynous. They just become pregnant. Not all androgynous beings do that, though. Okay? So, there are multiple ways for them to do that. Now, in having that experience and having that conversation with Mornay about this, Viseus would never talk to me about these things. He just wouldn't go there. Maybe he was uncomfortable with it. But you know, Mornay has always been more open about talking about those kind of things. A woman, an Andromedan's woman body, if they're explorers. They continue to explore the men and the women. The woman's body, if they're going to an environment, a physicality, where they have to do some work, she, given a period of time, can change her DNA with her mind to adapt to that physical environment. Okay, the male cannot. They either have to physically change his DNA using science, or he would have to wear equipment that would allow him to adapt to the environment, like a helmet, a suit, something. Okay, where the woman, she can change her DNA to adapt to that specific environment, given a specific amount of time. if she is pregnant. The child in her womb will adapt as well to her changing of the DNA, right? Which is why women are the stronger sex. Not physically, but genetically, they are absolutely the stronger sex, which is why they are tasked with procreation. Okay. Now, when you get to androgynous beings, that's an entirely different animal. However, from what I understand, the feminine biological physicality is more dominant than the male in androgynous beings. Okay? And, you know, we haven't had any real exposure to androgynous beings here. So, we know about, but we don't know. So I thought I would share that with you as well, because I thought that is interesting. That is very, very interesting. And I also understand that there are some beings on the upper fourth density, some very small groups of races that can also genetically alter their DNA. The feminine can alter their DNA. And they're not in our galaxy, though. They're in other galaxies. But they can do this on the fourth density level. So they're pretty advanced on that that small group. Nibiru. Planet X. Boy, there's a lot of conversation going back and forth on both sides of the table regarding that. Here's what I know. It is coming through the solar system's ecliptic plane. It will be coming through between Mars and Jupiter, which is why everybody's so nervous about meteors. Okay? And they are. We've seen some things going on around the planet where, you know, things are entering the atmosphere and they're exploding and lighting up the sky. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that is a major concern. Nibiru's actual orbit in and then out of our solar system and return is 3,826 years to be exact. That's what it is. It isn't 3,600 years. It's 3,826. Exactly. That's what its full orbit is. Okay, and I gave you a window of December 16th of this year to December 16th of next year. October of next year could be the most interesting time regarding this phenomenon. Okay? More on that later. As things become undone, as society shifts and changes, as more and more fear fills those people on the surface that are not seeking their own guidance, who are stuck on outside stimulation. Okay, that they don't know how to be quiet inside. and this is many young people too, unfortunately, with the video games, the damn cell phones, you know, virtual reality, just they're all about the outside. As they become more and more fearful, as things begin to become undone and unwind, I want to remind you to find your own quantum field, your own frequency. That is where you're going to find the calm amongst the storm, okay? And that's where you're going to find the guidance, because you are connected to Source. And Source already knows what's going on, okay? Because Source is the originator of everything that's going on, all right? I just want to remind you about that. Because it's going to get real interesting. It already is interesting, but it's going to get even more and more interesting. And, you know, there are some people here asking me about the politics. God, you know, I don't want to talk about the politics. You already know what's going on. You know the media is biased. You know the media is trying to lead us all down this path. You know they do not have humanity's, they're not looking out for humanity. They're looking out for their corporate bottom line. You know, that's what they've always done. You know, it's all about the money. The illusion of money, that's what it's about. The illusion of this wealth, you know. I mean, you have one EMP, the satellites all come down, the electrical grid goes down. You ain't got nothing. Okay? You haven't got anything except what you have. And that's yourself and your own resourcefulness and whatever you have done to prepare. Okay? That's what you have. Okay? So that's how fragile this whole illusion is. That's how fragile it all is. So you can't depend on it. What you can depend on is your quantum field, you know, and your connection to divine source. And I know most of you get this, but, you know, there are a lot of new people looking for answers. And, you know, maybe a handful will actually see this and get something out of it. I never know where these things go. Okay, JP, I'm going to want to do some questions now, if that's all right. You know, I see that there's a lot, or if you want, I could just start reading off of these, and you know, so we can just do that, and I can just answer them this way. So you know,
here I am. You get me?
There you go. Okay, I'm good. Yeah, hey, let's do it.
Good. All right, so let's. I collected them from the beginning, and I've got them all copied across here, so I don't have to worry about it. So from Ryan, let's dive right into it. There are rumors going around that George Soros is dead and that Julian Assange is in CIA custody. Does Alex have any information regarding either of these gentlemen?
No, I've heard the Soros thing. I think if the head of the snake had been cut off, we'd know. Things would unravel quicker. I don't think that's the case. And as far as Assange, I'm intrigued to know what's happened to him. I hope it's protective custody. Because he has been incredibly instrumental in pulling back the veil of the criminality of the world government. And I don't for a minute believe the accusations he's been charged with. But I don't know. I don't have an answer either way. So.
Okay. So, here we go. If you've been following this is from Elaine. If you've been following the Pizzagate thing, you will know that there's a war has begun with the mainstream media. They have begun a false news meme to cover the tracks of and support the satanic ritual abuse and trafficking of children. Can you comment on this? And if the A's know, what is going on here?
Oh, they know. And they're not the only ones who know. Most of the other races know. Their perspective is really, really interesting. Here we have this black space program, which has been going on since the late 30s. It started in Germany, and to where it is today. And they have become they have made the attempt to become a breakaway society, to just leave humanity in the dust. Now, it's an interesting perspective that the benevolents have about this, because they don't understand. They really don't understand why this group, this space program, was so dependent on the people for the resources to make it all happen, that now they want to completely betray their own race, their own humanity, just to keep the whole damn thing a secret. Because they don't want to admit what they've done. They don't want to share the technology with humanity, so they would rather just leave humanity to fend for itself. To They cannot wrap their head around this level of betrayal. And that's how they see this, okay? And I can speak only for the A's because I've experienced this. They see themselves, no matter how many they are, no matter where they are, as family. They see themselves as a family. And that is truly what it is. One of the questions was about shoes. I got an email about what happens when they need shoes. Okay, whatever they need, there are sectors of their humanity that create, they manifest, they manufacture. Okay, I mean, their children go to school for 150 years. They do all kinds of odd jobs to experience everything. Everything that their society needs, they contribute. And then the next generation comes up behind them and does the same thing. That's how this works. They don't use money. All of their needs are taken care of. Their job is to not only contribute, it's like the perfect socialist society. Okay? But it's spiritually based. It isn't based just on physicality. It's not based on the physical at all. It's a driven by a spiritual desire to evolve. And those things that their society needs, that their race needs, everybody contributes. They're all on the same page. They all get it. Okay? And I'm sure some of you are saying, well, how's that possible? They get it. We don't. Okay? We don't get it. And we're not going to get it until we stop having these sections, these quadrants, these groups, looking at humanity as just this throwaway, just as a host to feed off of, okay? The space program, there are some really, really good people in there, but once you're in, you can't get out. That's my understanding. You can't get out, okay? Unless it's in an airlock, deep space. That's how you get out. And then we have the same things here. We have the media now betraying humanity by choosing to continue the lie, to continue to defraud the people about the truth about what's going on. And then you have your religions. Okay? Folks, the only one that is genuine on the surface of the planet, the only one that is genuine, are those of your indigenous tribes and Buddhism. Okay? That's the only one. The rest, no. They're just not bona fide. Okay? And don't even bother sending me a nasty gram. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. That's what it is. Okay? That's what it is. And you will see through the facade here shortly if you're not paying attention already. Okay? Okay. Well, I guess that's it. I kind of went off on a tangent.
To work originally. Yeah, mainstream media being, you know, not in our best interest. And this thing about betrayal. The betrayal thing.
Yeah, they're on the pirate ship right now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Yes. And they're lobbing snowballs with bullshit at everybody.
So, let's rewind holographically. You spoke earlier, Mike asked this question before you spoke about it, but there's one last thing. Alex, I remember you mentioning a type of healing technology that was holographic that the A's had, and they could go back in time when your body was healthy. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sure I messed up that description, but my question was, can the average person cobble together something, or do you have to be super intelligent to build something like that?
Well, as far as the camera, I am told that all the technology exists on the planet to build one. In fact, maybe the space program has it. I don't know for a fact. The trick to making it work, though, would be the software. Okay? Now, putting the technology aside, Mike, there are many people on the planet who have been healing themselves of disease, of handicaps. This humanity is full of examples of people doing this. And again, if the common denominator that they all have in doing this type of work and healing themselves is they go to that spiritual place. They go to source. Okay? They go to source. They get themselves spiritually prepared. They lock in a holograph and an intention of a healed body, and then they supplement that strength, that in spiritual intent, they supplement that with diet that supports that to make their bodies better, to make it stronger, to heal it with nutrition, okay? But it all starts from that spiritual place. They go to themselves, they go to their source and say, can I do this? Do I have enough belief in myself that I can do this? Do I have enough faith in God, a spirit, to do this? Everybody goes there, okay? And then it happens. Even the miracle healers of old, you know, they go to source to bring in the energy, the holograph, to be able to do hands-on healing, to make that work. John of God, down in Brazil, there's a perfect example. He pulls it from source, okay? And we're all capable of doing these things. Someone once said, it's attributed to Jesus, I don't know, these things I do, ye shall do greater if ye have faith. Well, that comes from that spiritual place. That comes from our quantum field that is connected to source. Okay. And that's real. That's real. So, Mike, that was a great question. I want to give a shout out to Candace as well. I want to give a shout out to Thomas in Scotland. So what else you got for me, JP?
Oh, we've got some good ones. Bjorn, depending on whether he's from America or Illinois, have you given more thought to my question in the previous webinar? Has the manipulation of the human DNA now come to an end?
No, it has not. Yes, I have thought about that question. And no, there are so many things in motion at this point, that in some places, in some groups of human beings, I don't know what's going to happen to them. The manipulation of the DNA is going to go to a place we've not seen before. To some, it's going to cause irreparable damage, and I don't know what's going to happen to them. I don't know how all of this is going to occur. Now, I want you to go back to some of the very, very early talks that I shared with people. And one of those things that was shared with me is that, you know, we are a collective of 22 different ET groups, our DNA. As long as those strands of DNA exist in humanity, those benevolent races, or even regressive races, they have a physical right to intervene. Now, the changing of one's DNA is believed, and I happen to agree with this, is to try to eradicate the extraterrestrial DNA in our DNA so that it becomes so garbled that the benevolent groups no longer have a right to intervene. Because again, we're family. You see, that is their mindset, especially the benevolence. We are family to them because we share their DNA. Therefore, they're going to try to intervene. They're going to try to protect us. Hence, this huge movement and intervention, okay? Hence, which is why they call us and think of us as royalty, because of this large pool of DNA that belongs to other races as well. All right? So if you're a regressive group and you wanted us all for yourselves, you would have to eradicate the ability for other groups to come in and intervene. You would have to change the DNA to such a point that it becomes owned by one race. You see, that is what I believe is actually occurring here. And that is happening in some very small groups on our planet. Some of the super soldiers, that in fact may be the case. Some of those humans that have been experimented on in Dulce and in MEMS, in the asteroid field, the moon on the asteroid field. Their DNA has been altered so much that they're not us anymore, which creates an issue. What do the benevolence, when all the dust is settled, what do the benevolence do with this group? Can they restore the DNA? Can they repair the damage? I don't have any of those answers yet, because there's multiple of scenarios going on, you know, all the time. So we're just going to have to wait and see. But as far as on the surface, I think once there is manipulation of our DNA going on through chemtrails and other things, So the GMO, genetically modified organisms in the food, you know, I don't see it ending yet. I don't. That was a long-winded answer. God, I'm so sorry about that.
No, we like that. We like that.
But, yeah. You know, in totality, that's how I see what's going on here.
Okay, so it's slightly, you know, segue. This is from Jacqueline. Are the globalists aware of the upper fourth to fifth dimensional visitors? Many thanks.
Yes. Yes. But you see, they're own lock, stock, and barrel. You know, they made their deal with the devil, the regressive groups. They have. And there's no way for them to get out except through death. And there's no way to protect their families except through death. They sold out humanity a long time ago for power. And this is what it looks like. You know, they have these false jobs, these false titles. They have all this illusionary wealth. And they had to sell out the entire human race to get it. And there are consequences to that. There are consequences to that. And they're experiencing that because they know what's coming. And they think that they can dig their underground well, their underground bunkers. And, you know, when everything unwinds, that they think they're going to be safe down there. And whether they survive the changes or not, they will have to answer for what they've done. Okay? Because these benevolent extraterrestrial groups that are intervening all have a DNA connection to us. We are their family. We are their brothers and or their sisters. And they're not happy that this was being done. And that's aside from the whole weapons thing that, you know, that's a whole other issue, okay? But at this point, the betrayal of one's race is taken very, very seriously. Why would you let any group like this go anywhere in the galaxy if they're not even willing to protect their own? If they would sell out their own, that means you can't be trusted at all in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, that's the label. That's the label they have now. And, you know, they need to have a very hard, serious look at what they've done. Okay.
Alex, from Lauren, can you explain advanced maturity and give examples of what that means to you?
No, because I keep looking for it myself. Totally serious about it. I think advanced maturity is the only place I can go with that question is to first fully grasp and integrate the living idea that not only am I not in any way, shape, or form ever separated from Source, but that I am in no way ever separated from you. That we are one. And that our relationship is continuously evolving and going on, whether I know you or not. We are one. We are one race. We are one soul. We are one mind. We are one group. And what I wish for and what my highest intentions are, they also need to be the same for all of you. That's what I work on every day. So to me, that's advanced maturity, because that's what I see with the A's. You know, that's how I see them behave. So that's the only answer I have at this moment for that. Okay. You got another one for me?
Oh, loads. Okay, here's a good one. I'm from Andres Ricordre. Highlights. When the Anunnaki and other ETs came to mess with our DNA, did they share notes, or were they on the same team to modify DNA for their interest, or did they have some sort of battle or competition?
Wow. I think it's all of the above. Even if the Anunnaki and the Orion groups and the Draconians and any other groups that came in and they tinkered with our DNA, there are other groups that move through our galaxy. Drones. There are many drones in our galaxy recording current stat, what's happening to all evolving life and to solar systems where new life is beginning. A perfect example of this, again, would be the Black Knight. It is recording data, current stat, and sending that information out. And that information is being shared with other Black Knight satellites and is being coalesced and is being distributed out to traveling star nations. So, you know, and that information is being shared, and that information is being shared through stars to other star systems. So, you know, our internet is just a small example of the star net, you know, the star or the web of stars throughout our galaxy. And you have pulsating stars, pulsars, that are sharing information as well, not only to our galaxy, but to other galaxies. You see, it's all interconnected. There is no real separation anywhere. There's the illusion of separation, which will only last for a while, okay? Because at some point, if you become so separated, you become harmful to the whole. And that's when you draw the attention of the light. And that's when the light comes in and says, all right, dude, you've gone as far as you're going to go, okay? Boom. And then change happens. Okay. That's how it works on a grand scale. That's how it works. So, yeah, you know, there's stuff going on. There's stuff going on. Now, remember this, and this is third and probably in fourth. What drew the attention of fifth density to third density was the Archons. Okay? So, and that information regarding them has been shared throughout fifth. So everybody on fifth density, whether they're participating in this intervention or not, is aware of what's going on here in third density. Okay? So, yeah, everybody knows. On three densities, everybody knows what's happening. They all have the data or have access to the data.
So do the Archons have access to that data as well? Or are they on a different kind of frequency band?
Their AI, I'm sure that they have some information, but my understanding is that they are being rounded up to be contained, not only in this galaxy, but in all the galaxies around us. they're being rounded up. Because they really, really screwed up. They really did. They left their reservation in a big, big way. You know, they sure did. And their behavior is just not going to be tolerated. It's just not. So, you know, as smart as they think they are, when you bring in, you know, fifth density beings, those are the big guns. And I don't mean that in the sense of, you know, big cannons, but I mean that in the sense of these beings are so evolved that they know exactly what they have to do to contain a threat like this. Okay, and they're viewing it as an organism. They view the Archons as an organism that needs to be contained. So that's how it's been explained to me.
Like a kind of, I see them as a sort of mold, really, like you know, the equivalent of a fungus or a mold. That
okay, well, what would you break it down to its simplest form? What is it?
Yeah, it's a DNA.
It's an organism.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So, from there, so other people, have you heard of the Prosperos or the Master Path?
No.
No. Prosperos. Okay. Yeah. From Johanna, what do you recommend us to do to connect with ourselves? You've spoken about this quite a lot, but
well, I've shared my own personal thoughts on that, and I have asked for some specific tools from M. I haven't gotten those yet, which I shared with you up front today. You know, I have some physical things going on with me. And one of the things that I enjoy, which is ritual for me, is that first cup of coffee in the morning, which I have to give up now. But that's ritual, okay? And that for me, now it's going to have to be green tea or something, okay? But that for me is where I kind of, it's where I plug into soul, okay? And it isn't the coffee that does it, it's the act, it's honest ritual. And you know, when I start my day that way, it kind of clicks all the cylinders, all the gears together, and it aligns me. And you know, I go into that space. It's for some people it's a piece of music, for others it's yoga, for some others it's a walk in nature. You know, and nature does that for me as well. I mean, that's why I love Colorado. It's connecting to that, and that first cup of coffee does it, because I can't always be in nature, but that cup of coffee, it locks me into that space, that spiritual space. And you know, I see that as honest ritual. Okay, you all do what you do already. Okay, it's about whatever it is that you do, being mindful of remembering when you start your day that you're on a spiritual path. You know, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, you're on a spiritual path. And just start there. Just start there. Just reminding yourself that you're on that spiritual path, and that your soul, and that you're connected to the source of all that is, you know, and that in your quantum field. Remember, your life either shrinks or expands directly in proportion to your courage. Okay? And that courage is what is your intention to get up every day, to want to be in physical form, to walk in third density. It takes a great deal of courage. You know, it really does. It's, you know, third density is not for the squeamish. And I've said this to you before, you know, that Earth is boot camp for the soul. I couldn't be more serious about that. Okay? So, you know, acknowledge your courage for being in boot camp here. Because there are trillions and trillions of beings in other dimensions who would not want to trade places with you. Okay? So, there you go.
They're very happy for us to be here. You don't know what it's like up here.
Yeah, and they can open the window and look in. Let's check on them. How are they doing?
Yeah, yeah. So this is very interesting about the Black Knight Network. Is it possible? I heard that Nikola Tesla tuned into the Black Knight. Is it possible to kind of, can I tune in using my laptop into the Black Knight Network? And I mean, or do the A's do that? Is that something that they do? Is there something anyone can do, or do I have to meditate to get up there?
Great question. I don't know. That's a really good question. I don't know.
Uh-huh. You know, it's the next level, isn't it?
You would think I would know that by now, but I don't.
Yeah, you would. You would. Do they not? Haven't they given you one? Wouldn't it be cool to have a little handheld device that had that whole connection that went, you know, not just to our internet, that, you know, you had an extra IP number that will take you off planet.
Right.
That'd be cool. Right. Meanwhile, Wendy from Baltimore is asking, what can people eat to keep a positive vibration for their minds? I mean, it, like, positively eat rather than not eat meat, you know, what's a recommended or a good thing? I suppose fruit, right? Cool. Well, you answer the question, Alex.
You know, everybody's different. Everybody is different. You know, there are people who are vegetarians because they've chosen that path. There are others who have blood types where to be a vegetarian, they need some form of protein, whether it's, you know, animal or not animal. You know, everybody is so different. I mean, you know, these are things that, you know, I myself am learning. I have changed my diet, and I continue to adjust it. But what I always do is I always bless my food, and I am always so grateful for it. And I am always so grateful for the life force that is in the food. So I guess I would start with an attitude of gratitude. And listen to your body. I mean, your body will tell you what it needs. It doesn't lie. The body doesn't lie. Okay? And I guess if you don't know that, if you're not in tune with your body, then that's the place you need to start. And again, that gets back to listening to your own frequency. So, but, you know, does one size fit all? No, it doesn't. It sure as hell doesn't. And, you know, I guess the lower on the food chain is always better. It's simpler. And, but everybody's different, you know. Everyone's different. I love a good piece of fish. Mm. You know, and I am so grateful for it. I do. You know, so I don't know how to answer that question without, you know, opening up a huge, you know, without opening Pandora's box. I just don't know. Everybody's different, you know. What is it that you want? That's the question. What is it that you want for you? Not my diet to you. It's what you want. It's being really clear about what you want. Okay? And when you're clear about what you want, you empower yourself. And that's what this is all about. Third density is about learning how to use power. Okay? And as you learn to become mature in the uses of power, you empower yourself. Okay? That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Thank you, Alex. So, we're coming to the end, and I want to get in the thing. Standing Rock, the Dakota Access Pipeline. We have a GoFundMe site that is directly connected with our boots on the ground, Audrey. And I'm going to paste that into the chat room there. If anybody wants to contribute towards that, basically, he can buy fuel and all sorts of stuff directly there. He's there, and they can order stuff in and get supplies there. We've already got $1,000 out of the 5,000 goal in 4 days, so we're doing very well. So, Alex, any comments on Standing Rock?
No, I don't. You know, the United States government signed 263 or 68 treaties with the Native American tribes of this country, and they broke 268 or 263 treaties. You know, it's just, it's most of them are not worth the paper they're printed on because, you know, politicians don't keep their word. And certainly oil companies don't either. So, you know, again, we need to shift the consciousness, and it all begins with us. And ladies and gentlemen, a shout out to Mike, to Candace, to Thomas, and to JP and James. Thank you for what you guys do to put this together and to help me. I am so grateful. Guys, I love you, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. Thank you.